with me, Jack.
Happy birthday to Shut Up I'm Talking.
That is on account of the fact it is our one year anniversary. I wished for 100 million subscribers on the channel.
Well, now it's not going to happen. That's how wishes work.
Well, you wish for the same thing, but don't tell me. Are you all right? Why are you looking at me so very disappointed?
I didn't know how to not tell you.
What? What's your wish?
Well, still confirming. No, I don't. No.
You're getting too caught up in the logistics of wishes.
Thanks for 1 year.
What an incredible year it's been. Shut up, I'm talking. Oh, fuck yeah.
I actually do want to taste this, hang on.
I'm so hungry, man.
Ooh, that's good.
Fucking hell, that is good.
Shut up, I'm talking.
But before we start, we have another announcement. As part of our birthday celebrations, we're teaming up with Calm, the campaign against living miserably, for the entire month of September to try and prevent suicide. I've personally been very driven to raise as much awareness about Calm as possible because 3 years ago, I lost my cousin to suicide. The fact that I know in my heart that he might not known about this charity and he could have been just one phone call away from making a different decision is devastating. There's a Tiltify link in the description so you can donate any money that you can afford to try and help out Calm. Because at the end of the day, to run this service, it's not free. It's estimated that it costs around £12.20 to make one life-saving call. And if you can donate that amount, then you may save a life, which is an incredible thing to do. But at the end of the day, even if you can't give that amount, it all adds up. Donate anything you can. It will really, really help us. And to reward you guys, we have a poll running on the Tiltify that you can vote in to determine a very exciting thing. The worm is going to be getting a friend. We have four options for you to vote on to choose which creature we get next, who will become a permanent addition to the Shut Up I'm Talking podcast. When you donate, you can pledge your donation to one of our four options. Sea monkeys, Venus flytrap, cockroach, and an orange woodlice. So if you want to help out an excellent cause by giving some money, as well as make a permanent decision about what happens on this podcast, then go down to the link in the description and give as much as you can. Anyways, that's all we have to say about that. On with the birthday celebration. Welcome to Shut Up I'm Talking episode 52.
Wow.
That makes a whole year of Shut Up I'm Talking because it's 52 weeks in a year. That's how we worked it out. I don't know if this release is on the exact anniversary of the first episode. I'm guessing probably not because of the way years work. But roughly speaking, it's our birthday and we're happy to be here. And we have a load of cool stuff to go through. Reflecting on our first year of the podcast, we've got just a load of... It's been an eventful week anyway. But before we kick it off,
Hey, Jack. The podcast is one. Do you know what that means? Only 17 years so I can date the podcast. That was a joke I wanted to tell you. I wasn't sure if you were going to want to get cut. Let me know if this makes the final cut.
Anyway, go on. What were you saying? I'm going to let you finish the cake. I'm just going to let him finish the cake.
That's why I was so hungry. Lovely.
Yep. Right. Anyway, moving on. It's nearly a year of Shut Up I'm Talking, or maybe it's just over a year. The point is, we're celebrating it today, damn it. We've eaten some cake. We're having a good time. We've got loads to discuss all about our reflections on the podcast.
But
first, we have to start where we always start. Tom, I'm going to tell you about my worst moment of the week.
Oh, you're going first, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Dominant, bold.
Thank you. My worst moment is sort of really It feels selfish to say it's my worst moment because it feels as if it's been the worst moment for many people and I'm to blame. And I've got to apologise. Oasis fans, I am sorry. I have spread misinformation and lies about your beloved band Oasis and I didn't mean to. I, on this podcast, said that I was annoyed, a little annoyed. I still had a great time. I went to Oasis at Wembley and I said I was a little peeved
that they didn't play the right music.
Liam his band just left halfway through and Noel started playing what I had been told were High Flying Birds songs. I have since been told rather firmly, lots in my DMs, in the DM requests. You know, you can check the DM requests. I open Instagram DM requests. That was a mistake.
Why are you doing that for?
Just, I like to see what, like, Low-y. Occasionally brands show up. I just like to, I just like to have a scan, make sure there's nothing important. Very rarely is. This time, the scan led me to believe that I had, well, I got a lot of DMs very firmly telling me how they weren't High Flying Birds songs and how I'd stolen tickets off of real fans and people were extremely disappointed in me.
How had we even made it to that side of the internet?
I'm sorry. I actually am. I was told, I won't be saying who my source was, because God forbid they go through the week that I had, that they weren't High Flying Birds songs. They were just the Oasis songs that Noel performed on the track. I would have liked to see Liam on stage maybe, but I've also been told, I don't know if this is true, I don't know what's true at this point, but someone told me that he has a thyroid problem and he has to go rest, and that's why. So, fair enough. Sorry, Oasis. I didn't know. And maybe I shouldn't have had the ticket. I did pay for it and pass the quiz that let you get the pre-sale. So maybe...
You have to do a quiz?
You have to do a quiz to prove you're a true fan to...
Fucking hell.
To get on the pre-sale. So, like, I did pass the quiz. It was one question about... I think who the original drummer was. Doesn't matter. Point is, I passed. So maybe they should have made the quiz harder. Because clearly I don't know shit. But yeah, I am sorry. I do feel bad. I don't like... If Noel or Liam's seeing this, I do like you. I'm sorry I lied. I thought I was telling the truth. I should do more research. So yeah, sorry. I'm a stupid chud and I'll never say anything again.
That sounds hard. I am sorry. Come on.
I had a horrible, horrible time.
Hold it in.
Yep.
If you want, if everyone disappears, there's some stuff I could do to you that might make you feel better with my hands. Hand stuff.
Yeah, I get it. No, sick. That can be the first of our year references where we reference funny jokes throughout the year. Please don't reference it again, though, ever, from this point forward.
What, as a boundary respecter? Of course. Jack, my worst moment, dearie me, was it crap. Well, actually, funnily enough, I've actually had a horrific moment this week, but it's not my worst moment. That's my that's my most horror moment. But I won't be telling that because I think it's so bad that some fans are going to want to skip over it because it's upsetting.
It's like trigger warning type shit.
It genuinely is the most horriblest thing since my testicular torsion that's ever happened to me. All right? I don't know what I've done to the God above who has decided let's just start throwing him through hell. Can I not catch a break?
I can't. I don't even know what this moment is.
Anyway, no. My worst moment, it isn't that bad, really. It's worse than yours, but it's bad. But my...
I don't know. I got angry messages. I must admit,
you get them every day.
No. These were angrier than usual. They weren't quite death threats or anything. Like, no death threats. Like, I just want to be clear. No one threatened my life. But people said they were... And this was the one that got me. They said they were disappointed in me. That hurt.
Oh, that hurt. It's like when your parents angry, just disappointed.
Yeah, innit? That was what got me. So, right. But anyway, you tell me how your thing's worse.
Pardon me. Yeah, basically, right. I went down IKEA. This new IKEA's open in Brighton. Gorgeous IKEA. Gorgeous place. Oh, amazing.
Open on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Bit late, but thank you anyway. Yeah.
But I went round. It was absolutely gorgeous. I got lots of nice furniture. It's my second go round. I've already been round once. I went the next day again. I was so enthralled by it. Mm. I went with my mate Lucas, yeah? Lucas is going. He's returning some things he bought from IKEA with me. He didn't like them. Fair enough, Lucas. We go in. He goes to the return desk. I go, you know what? The queue is absolutely ridiculously long on this Saturday to buy things at IKEA. I think whatever. I go in the queue. I buy a load of plants, fill up my house with plants. I buy a couple of plants. I can't even hold them. These two fans come over. They go, "You Tommy, innit? I think this is convenient for me." I go, "Yeah, I am. Can you hold these plants?" They go, "Yeah, all right." So anyway, I'm in this long ass queue with these two fans for a while. They're telling me all about their GCSE results. I'm congratulating them. They've came down to Brighton to celebrate. They're hanging out with me in the IKEA line.
You use GCSE students for free labour.
They're not anymore. They've graduated. They're doing so. I'm so proud of you guys. Can't entirely remember your name, but you know who you are because we hung out for ages. So I'm in the line with these students for a while. Then finally, we get to the till. They put, and I've bought this little watering can, right? I've already got one of these watering cans at home, bought it yesterday. Buying another, screw it, it's too little. So I think I'll get two instead of getting a bigger watering can. Limited selection at this IKEA. Anyway, I get all these plants. I'm happy with it. I take them to Lucas because he's going to help carry them back. And I realise, I say bye-bye to the students. I realise I've robbed the watering can. I've robbed it, Jack. And it was a tenner and I've robbed it.
Ooh, tenner as well.
And at this point, I'm thinking I've spent a lot of money at this IKEA the past 2 days. Surely I can just have this. And I'm still with Lucas and he's at the return desk now and there's this lady behind the desk. And I don't know what comes over me, but I just say to this woman, look, I robbed this. She goes, what? I say, yeah, I robbed it. She goes, why? I said, I did not mean to, but I'm confessing to you now. I think, well, a good thing I've done. Then get this, Jack. She goes, well, I'm afraid you have to pay for it. I says, I don't think I do. I've told you now. My conscience is clear. She goes, well, I'm afraid I have a duty to IKEA. I go,
yo, what a sentence.
I go,
Knights of IKEA kick in.
Go, I'm sorry, but that's not how I thought this would go. I thought I'd tell you, you go, thank you for telling me, and then we'd all get on with our day. I'm practically in a fucking live here at this IKEA now, and you're making me pay for this watering. I've already got one. I don't even need it. I'll give it back. She goes, no, you need to pay for it. I go, you're joking. She goes, yeah. I go, look, I'm like an empath. I feel how you're feeling. I feel your frustration. I get it. Can I go now? She goes, no. Anyway, so I give this lady a tenner. By the way, Lucas is up 80 quid because he's returned all of his IKEA shit. By the way, don't buy speakers from IKEA. They don't have aux cables in. Anyway, I'm just saying, I just want to slag them off now because they fucked me. Anyway, so Lucas is up 80 quid. I'm now down another tenner. And then this lady goes, do you want the receipt? And I go, no, you can keep it. At which point, by the way, everyone laughing very hard. It was quite satirical. But then, and this is the worst part, later this day, this all happens again at Waitrose. Just stop fucking stealing. I didn't mean to.
Did you steal this time?
A beaker.
What?
A beaker.
Like for science?
Yeah.
Why do you need a beaker?
Because Aaron took the scale when he left.
Those aren't equivalent. What?
They had limited selection at Waitrose. I needed to measure rice.
So you put... I'm so confused. If you... were you doing it with a scale before?
The beaker didn't have a thing on, a barcode. So I put it down in the thing. It goes, beep, you've put added some more weight. She goes, what is it? I go, it's his beaker, but it's got no thing on it. She goes, I bet it's roughly this much. I go, oh, so we're just guessing prices now, are we? I go, I guess it's a quid. She goes, no, it's 5 quid. I go, what is it? It's baloney. I start saying baloney. Anyway,
so you haven't stolen this one?
No, I didn't steal neither of them. All of them I got caught. But I have too much of a conscience that I can't lie. I just can't lie.
Yeah, you can. We played a game literally yesterday, all based online, and you won.
That was a game. This is life, bro.
Why don't you just start seeing life like a big game?
Nah, because then I'll start using people more.
So how is this the worst moment of your week?
Because I lost tenner.
You just bought things. All you did was purchase stuff.
The horror moment is I got stabbed in the eye. I'm going to tell you about that later. But I'm going to save that for its own package deal.
You got... So you're saying to me that you got stabbed in the eye, but you've chosen your worst moment of the week to be, I purchased things. Because that's what happened. That is what happened. You didn't get caught stealing. No, you just bought stuff. You added some weird role play steps in the middle.
Nah, what
role
play?
All you did was
I got away with it. This is like a bank robber going into a bank, getting away with the gold, then turning around and going, have the gold back, but I'll pay for it this time.
Have the gold back, but I'll pay for... What does that
mean?
He's
bought the gold. He's buying the gold now. That's the equivalent of what I went through. It was crap.
You just bought stuff, but...
I didn't buy stuff. I had it. I had it in my arms. I had it in no... And at this IKEA, by the way, if you do want to shoplift, they just have a thing at the end that says, did you pay for everything? You go, yeah. And he goes, all right. There's no way to check. There's no person there. It's crowded. It's so busy in this IKEA. No one could check for a second. I had done the crime. The crime was sealed and dealed. I had this water, this £10 water.
You didn't leave IKEA
for free.
You didn't leave IKEA.
No, I went to go to Lucas because I had to.
You hadn't left. Did you leave IKEA with the stuff?
I could have done. I had it.
Did you?
No.
You didn't do anything. You bought something in a shop.
You because I bought it at a separate you till purchased that wasn't
a,
for buying.
You purchased a watering can in a shop.
Honestly, God, I think you get
your worst moment of the week was purchasing.
I think you are getting too overwhelmed in the nitty gritty. Do you know what this is? This is your ADHD. You're hyper focused on the wrong thing. That's what this is, Jack.
This is ridiculous. Right.
Well, now that's out of the way.
We wanted to reflect on the last year of the podcast because we figured, you know what? You know, when you do like your New Year's resolutions, you look back on the last year, you look at how it went, you think how you're going to do this year. We're going to do the same thing, but in late August, we're filming this. Whatever. Point is, we have reflections on the podcast that I'm going to be asking you. I'll be answering them as well, but I'm going to ask you first, Tom. Tom, who do you think the best podcast guest was? In the year 2024, 2025.
All right.
Conjoined year. It's like financial years.
Most underrated guest?
Wasn't the question.
James Marriott. Flew under the radar, but he's a real one.
What do you mean he flew under the radar?
Just for me.
What?
Just flew under my radar.
But you're now...
But he's underrated. He's underrated to me. I haven't thought about him a lot, but he's a good guy. What about you?
You didn't answer which one was... Is he the best?
No.
Then who's your... The question was, who's the best?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think in terms of what we took away from it...
Matt Pat. Yeah, it's got to be the Pat man. And that was at the end
and
of
the
tour.
Let's not leave it at Matt Pat. Matt Pat and Steph.
God, Steph actually
I would
so
actually argue
Pat.
We might have taken more from Steph than Matt
I agree.
Pat.
I actually think Matt Pat and Steph were...
They were our best
and that
guests.
Was at the end of tour. We needed a life-affirming moment.
We needed
my
that.
My God, did we have it. Yeah, Matt, Pat and Steph. Also, equally my favourite guest.
Not mine.
Is it Jed Wood?
Ooh, I was going to say Harry just because he's such a good friend. I just love a day where I get to hang out with Harry. He's like one of my best friends. But, I mean, Jed Wood, possibly. I grew up seeing Jed Wood on my telly, and to experience that in real life for 2 hours was, and it was Christmas time. Yeah, I think you know what. Harry, Jed Wood, you're right.
What was the worst moment? You go first. I know mine. Mine was
so. This one's a bit of an interesting one, right? Because it's what we're trying to work out. What was officially of all the worst moments we had, the worst moment?
Is it? Because I thought this question was what was the sort of worst moment in the making of the podcast.
No.
Can I answer that, though?
By all means.
For me, the worst moment, which I believe we talked about, and this is still to this day one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done, is when I messaged Dan and Phil, what's it been like since retiring? And they messaged me back, we haven't retired. And that's when I went, I should not do research. Given what I did, Jack, was no research, and in my head decided they'd retired, and then messaged them, what's retirement like? And they went, what?
Everyone
got so stressed because they were like, why did you do that? And I was like, I don't know, just in my head they had.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was really
bad. Well, I think the reason we all felt bad was because you didn't message them. What you did is you wrote all the questions and then we messaged them, trusting you to be the expert on Dan and Phil because you knew them.
I don't know nothing about them is what I now know.
So we all just trusted you.
Maybe
our worst moment was choosing
that was
to trust Tom
one
to,
of my worst moment.
To research. That is the worst moment of the podcast.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's the worst moment we've brought to the podcast? Like what out of all the worst moments you've had?
It probably would have been my breakup.
Fair play.
Or my depression. But that kind of lasted about... Well,
that was a long... That wasn't a moment.
Yeah,
that was a period.
Yeah.
You know? Breakup counts, I feel like.
Thank you.
Mine's tough, right? Because the one that jumps to mind, I realised, because I spoke about it with Tom, what isn't actually... So before the podcast released a year ago, we had about a month of filming pilot episodes that never got released because we weren't happy with them. And on one of, I think the first pilot episode...
Yeah.
Or like maybe the second, actually. I can't remember. It was very, very early on.
I think it was the first.
We had another segment We had the worst moment of the week, but we also had a segment.
a dead segment. A segment dead now.
We did it once and never tried it.
No, twice.
Okay, we tried it twice. Anyway, it was called Man Up Pussy, in which one of us would speak about something that's been troubling them deeply, and the other one had to.
No matter what.
No matter what, respond Man Up Pussy.
Now, and we did this first week.
The first week that we tried this segment, my dog had died. And I really genuinely, I opened my heart up and you
reply in like
almost through tears.
It was possibly the most emotional moment of the podcast we've ever had.
It was like, you might
you had tears in your eyes.
I probably did. He recently died.
It was just like a wall behind
no,
us.
No, we didn't even have mic. We had lav mics and an iPhone sellotaped.
Wow.
It was genuinely, the way we filmed the first ever pilot, this one we knew we weren't going to release. We had lav mics on. We were sat on two chairs and on a camera stand, we had sellotaped an iPhone, which throughout the episode tilts more and more.
And then week two of Man Up Pussy was, I confessed how much I was reckoning with the loss of my beloved friend Technoblade. I wish you had to reply, Man Up Pussy.
It was rough.
And then we thought maybe the segment isn't right.
No. But also, you might get to see it. You might get to see it on the Patreon, maybe. We need to review those again and double check we actually want to release them.
Best deep chat we've had.
I'm
going to say Matt, Pat and Steph again. I mean, we went 15 minutes over in the Patreon. Who does that?
I would do it like most weeks. I'm happy to go over. You get
I
tense.
I do. I thrive on structure.
Fair play.
I would pace myself differently. I'd go softer in the middle of the Patreon in order to see it all the way through.
If you knew you were going to have to go
if
over.
If I knew I was going for an hour.
Fair enough. That one was a really good one, but I think probably me and you have had one that I've liked more.
Which one?
I struggle to name it. I like the ones where you get me talking about like
the therapists.
That was a great
that
one.
Was, I actually took away from that I have depression. That was possibly better than Matt Patton's death.
Yeah.
That was actually quite a monumental.
I think I took a little less away from that one because what happened in that episode is we were both here to talk to the therapist, and then very quickly I realised Tom needed it more than I did. And I really shut up. I was like, oh, I'm just going to let him write this one out.
I really needed it, man.
It was obvious that like you really needed it, and I went, oh,
all
right, fair enough.
I got all intense.
I need this less. Yeah. So I it's like the least I speak in an episode.
Is it?
I would say so.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I just remember the cogs turning.
Yeah.
Quick.
So, but honestly, I think even still, I thought it was a really interesting episode. So I'm willing to give therapists the best deep chat.
What's the time we've pissed each other off the most? I'll say Bob Dylan movie. I actually think it probably was. I know that's what you'd expect, but I do think it got a little, it got crazy for a
it
little
got,
bit.
We had like 3 weeks on the trot where we would have an argument about it every week.
Yeah. The viewers started being like, please stop, guys.
That or towards the end of the tour. Remember the episode, We Need Space?
Why were we arguing then?
We'd just been around each other too much.
There'd been a lot of me and you.
It'd just been loads. Aaron was there, but Aaron doesn't say so much.
No, he says a lot with his silent face, though.
Yeah, he pulls a lot of facial expressions. What have you enjoyed the most about the last year? I'm going to say just in general, not even like podcast. Like, what have you enjoyed about? What has been brought to you?
I would say podcast-wise, genuinely, when I watch it back, it's just how much we make each other laugh. I think we take it for granted. It's a beautiful thing.
It's very nice.
All right. And I'd say in the last year, I don't know, walks.
Bad year to ask you about it, really.
Yeah. What have you enjoyed the most in the podcast and then in your whole year? I can tell you what I've enjoyed the least if you want. That's the next one.
I really like the podcast. I think it's made me feel the most myself I've ever felt. In my work and online.
Voice,
yeah, like it really is really allow me to find myself. You know, you get so tied to, I mean, we started this really young, right? Like the online stuff.
Did we?
Yeah. For those of you who don't know. And I think when you start so young, you begin to start to identify with the character that people expect you to be and who you've been online and blah, blah, blah. Like you begin to lose yourself in that. And I think in doing this and having it, like making my work, just having a conversation, me and you, who we know each other so well. I think it's allowed me to find this, myself in that.
For me,
pull it back
really
out.
Slowly, this has been like sandpaper to that wall of character.
Yeah.
To the level of like, sometimes I think, Jesus, like the therapist episode, the fact that that's even online is terrifying to me. I had a long while for a few months where I completely forgot that there's even people that listen to this.
Yeah.
It's very much just speaking to you or speaking to a guest.
Yeah, which I love. Like, I really love that.
I love it. And that we've maintained that over it. It's not one time has it been like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I still really enjoy it.
It's
enjoy
so much
doing
fun.
It.
I really enjoy doing it. It's one of the most fun bits of my week. I look forward to it. I love prepping my topics. I love when something terrible happens, thinking, at least this is going to be a good podcast topic.
Go on then. What's your least favourite part?
What, my least favourite part? Where I've got at least fucking 6 videos on my channel I can link you. It's not 6. It's 3. It's enough.
It's enough, man. It's 3 enough. And then a parody of it in Minecraft.
Probably, what have I enjoyed least about this last year? Probably the loneliness or the depression. But that's not very fun, is it? What have I enjoyed least about the podcast? Probably that day where I was impossibly ill and we decided to film anyway, where 20 minutes got cut out of it and I can't remember. The good news is The Shapes, I think, came out of that.
The Shapes was our biggest clip. Do you know something crazy? I don't think I've spoken about this. Ellie bought me The Shapes for my birthday. You know the toy you found in Flying Tiger that you said looked like The Shapes? I was supposed to bring it in today. I forgot. But
that's
it's at my house.
Sweet of her.
She didn't know it was from the podcast. She doesn't watch.
Not bad.
She just...
I call her not bad. She won't even know.
Well, that's true, but oi.
Sorry.
But she won't know, you're right. But she just bought it me because she... This was the most like... It was really funny, actually. She bought me a bunch of Rubik's Cubes, and I thought, like, different styles of them. Like, there was the Shapes one, and one was the pyramid, and one was just a 2x2 Rubik's Cube. And I'm like, oh, this is really sweet. Thank you.
A bunch of Rubik's Cubes.
She bought me other stuff. That was just one of the gifts.
Why did you for your 23rd birthday?
Yeah, but I'll tell you why. She bought me a bunch of Rubik's Cubes. I'm like, oh, thank you. No, I can't. I don't know how to solve a Rubik's Cube. She was like, what? I was like, yeah. She's like, I thought you could. That's why I bought them all, because... You could do a normal one, so I figured I'd buy you a bunch of variations. You could learn those. I was like, I've never figured out how to solve a Rubik's Cube. My spatial awareness is really bad. And it was like this really, really funny moment. She's sort of like, why did I think you could do a Rubik's Cube? And I didn't know.
Thoughtless. Thoughtless gift.
Well, no, I had a lot of thought, just wrong thought. But this is what I mean. You know, you got to judge people on their intentions and not on the consequences. And ultimately, it was a very sweetly intentioned thing. It was just the intentions were built off of falsehood.
I don't know, they say that about tyrants as well.
What? Do they? Which one?
I'm not getting into it now, Jack. We don't have enough time. Should I tell you about my most horrificest moment then? Well, I think I'm happy with the reflection until we do the Patreon and likely get deeper.
All right, fine. We can stop reflecting on the last year and just talk about
this
normal episode now, everybody. I mean, there's still going to be balloons and stuff. Also, I don't know if we've acknowledged this yet, the set we've decorated.
Try and spot the changes.
Try and spot what we've decorated.
If you spot all of them, we'll send you £100.
Don't say that, because we'll be
right,
held to
this
it.
This is
that's
the most horrific moment of any week ever. When I get to the bit that you might want to skip if you're afraid of eye stuff, there's going to be a timestamp on screen and you can skip ahead, because I think it might be too much for some people. I'm pre-warning you now, but I'll say when it's that bit. You don't have to skip now. This is all preamble. Right. I've been reading this book, yeah, called The Anxious Generation. Basically, we're all fucked, right? But you didn't need a book to tell you that. Anyway, one of the many reasons
I'm sure the book made the anxious generation feel loads better by telling them we're all fucked.
It did. Well,
I'm sure it made everyone feel
way
less
anxious. I've not got to the bit that makes you feel better yet about what we can do to change. I've given up on it, but it's too miserable. It makes me anxious. But
fucking imagine you write a book called The Anxious Generation and it just makes everyone anxious. Yeah, I fucking wonder why, mate.
Fucking hell. Oh, yeah. But anyway, reading this is absolutely superb. I've been reading it, really into it. Mm. And there's a bit in it where it talks about overprotective childhood since the 80s, right? How our parents have been coddling us a bit too much, right? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, screw this, I'm going to take some risks. So I got on my bike, I rang Lucas, spent a lot of time with Lucas. Me and Lucas go on a bike ride. We get to the end of the cliffs. I go, Lucas, let's go crazy. We start cycling through Salt Dean. Oh yeah, we're going through Salt Dean. We're going on roads. We're going everywhere we want to go. Then, have you zoned out?
Nope.
You looked in your face, you had, hadn't you?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. I could see it. And you're looking through.
Something
me.
About salt, you know. Whatever you want to write.
It isn't. The Lido is beautiful, but
what? Yeah.
The Saltine Lido is very
okay, great,
beautiful.
What? I don't know what that is.
It's a pool.
Excellent. Right. Anyway, onwards.
This is very aesthetic. I looked at the Lido.
Onwards.
All right. We're cycling around Saltine, having a great time. We're going fucking crazy. I see this huge hill. I go, Lucas, fuck it. Let's get to the top of that hill on these bikes. He goes, you sure, Tom? I go, Lucas, we've been coddled since boys. Let's be men. We get to this foot of this hill. We're on this public farm, foot of this huge hill. I say, Lucas, you know what we've got to do? He goes, yeah. We take our bikes all the way up the hill. It's dangerous. I don't give a fuck at this point. I've been coddled my whole life. I'm going to change my ways. We get to the top of this hill, we're exhausted, we're sweating. I say, Lucas, you know what we got to do? He says, what? I say, we've got to speed down on our bikes. Tom, that's crazy dangerous. I say, Lucas, I don't care. I'm not being coddled no more. Get on these bikes. Zoom down this hill. It's incredible. It's dangerous. It's thrilling. I'm alive, Jack. I feel alive. I'm thrilled. I'm genuinely so happy as I speed down this hill. We get to the bottom. Anyway, we cycle home. Little did I know this would all backfire. Because somewhere on this bike ride, I got a tiny little bit of metal in my eye.
You don't even know. You don't even know how it happened.
It was after the bike ride and my eye started feeling funny. So how think about that. Isn't that funny? You go down a huge hill expecting the danger, but really it was somewhere else.
What if it was on the hill that the metal got in your eye?
Why would there be metal on a grass hill?
Someone dropped something. That didn't take much. I mean, right. It could have fallen off your
all
bike.
Right, all right, all right. I'll give you that.
Could have fallen off the bike.
All I right. Mean, what, 1-0.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, I've got a bit of my eyes bugging me for days. I'm thinking,
days?
Yeah, days. My eyes, like, it feels like I've got an eyelash in my eye. I'm like, oh, this is funny. Anyway, I don't know what's happening. You can't see anything in my eye. Everyone looks in my everyone's looking in my eye at this point. Now everyone's going, it's fine. I go, all right. Anyway, I'm on FaceTime with my long distance friend, Raya, and she goes,
into that.
Tom, I think your eye's bleeding. Go, Raya, this is the most horridest prank I've ever heard in my life. I run to the mirror. I say, Raya, my eye's not bleeding. She goes, good, I was panicked. I said, you think you're panicked, Raya? Imagine how panicked I was. I look in the mirror, Jack, my eye's bleeding. I go, what the hell? I hang up on Raya, nearly have a panic attack then and there, but I say, no, I'm stronger than this. I call both my parents out. While my mum was awake, she goes, ring 111. I go, yeah, that's right. Americans, 111 is our, like, thing where you ring and you tell them what's up.
Fucking hell, that was a good description. You really, whoa. What? You really leaving 111 there?
How would you describe it?
It's the non-emergency health line thing. You call it in a non-emergency and they give you advice as to how you should deal with your issue.
Yeah, I paraphrased. In order for efficiency, Jack. But no, let's waste our viewers' time. Anyway, I get this. It wasn't a lot of blood at all, but it was enough. I mean, any blood in your eye is enough to send shockwaves through your heart. Anyway, I ring 111 that says, is it bleeding anywhere? Says no. He says, come in the morning. I go, all right, sleep on it. Wake up. I'm thinking there's still something in my eye. I go in. Oh, yeah. And I kept telling Raya that she's so ugly, she made my eyes bleed. I thought that was funny.
Quite funny, actually.
Not really, obviously.
No, I figured you didn't mean it.
No, just a little horrible, bit of but... classic banter. Anyway, so I go off until next morning. This guy, lovely doctor, he comes at me, says, look, I think you've got an eyelash poking into your eye. It's empty in the eye hospital. He says, I'm going to pull it out. He gets some fucking tweezers right next to my eye. I'm thinking, this is a bit scary. By the way, this isn't even the bit you need to skip past yet. This is still preamble. Pulls an eyelash out. Thinking, oh, great. It feels a little bit better. But just go in there. I'm going to get the proper doctor. He's going to come in. It's a Saturday, but he's going to come in for you.
Who the fuck was this guy?
Nurse.
Oh, right.
He says, go sit down. I go, all right, I'm knackered. My dad's with me. Fall asleep on my dad in this quiet little, nearly called it a dressing room then, isn't it? So much of a performer I am. Waiting room. I wake up, Tom Simons. I wake up from this nap in a haze. The waiting room's packed, Jack. There's like 10 people and they're all staring at me. Immediately, shivers go down my spine. I think, this is off. I go into the room with the doctor and he goes, takes one look and goes, there's a tiny bit of metal in your eye. I'm going to have to get it out. I go, what? At this point, I'm still in my post-nap haze. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I've hardly slept. I'm in a bit of a dream-like sequence. Viewers, if you're going to skip ahead now. I've warned you. He goes, the way we're going to get out is we're going to need to get a needle. I go, you're joking. He goes, no. He says, what we need to do is we're going to put some numbing drops in your eye. We're going to get that needle right onto your eye and get the bit of metal out. I go, really? He goes, yeah. By the way, don't blink. If you blink, tap me. whatever you do, when the needle is in your eye, you can't blink. Thinking, surely, this is like bloody medieval times. So he starts prodding me, he gets his eye, gets his needle right into my eye. I feel it like playing with jelly, except it's not jelly, it's in my head. And I'm like, what is happening?
What? Whoa, 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 elaborate on that.
You know, like the feeling when your fingers touch jelly?
Yeah.
It feels like that, but actually in my face. I can't describe the sensation. It was indescribable. That's the best way I can describe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that...
It was horrendous. Like when you touch the back of your mouth, imagine if that felt... It was so what? Weird. I don't know. I'm struggling to describe it. Anyway, he's doing this. I go, I'm blinking. He goes, blink. Again. And he's doing this. And I can hear it going... It's horror. It was the word properly horrific. And the reason I'm being so extreme is I'm trauma dumping on everyone else to get it off my chest. Finally gets his metal out of my eye. He goes, by the way, you need to put in this eye gloop 4 times a day because I've just stuck a needle in your eye. Thinking, really? And it wasn't like in my eye, but it was, you know, tapping it. But like,
oh, well, fuck it. This guy comes in the group chat and like, yeah, they had to stick a needle in my
eye.
They
did stick a needle in my eye.
They injected your eye.
Of course they didn't inject my eye. They probably...
They couldn't do that. That's a thing that can happen.
Better not be.
Yeah, people get like tattoos in their eyes and shit.
What? But yeah, nutters, crackheads are nutters.
Yeah, 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 but the point is, it's doable.
Anyway.
Didn't realise he was just getting something off the surface of your eye with a needle.
Yeah, but let me tell you, he said, don't flinch, don't blink. It was
That's tough.
It was horrible, Jack. And I was holding my dad's hand. That's how scared I was. I had to hold my dad's hand. Anyway, viewers, you can come back now. How would they even know that if they skipped? Anyway, alas, I'm fine, but that actually was my worst moment ever. And that was worse than my ball twisting because it was scarier and more stressful. The ball twisting was extreme pain and then it was over.
But you could have lost the ball. You never were going to lose your eye.
Still, it was much scarier, much more anticipation.
I think I win in terms of eye stuff. You remember when I wore the sunglasses yeah. the other week? I went and got my eyes checked afterwards and they were like, yeah, we don't know what that was. So that's a fucking mystery.
Yeah, you win.
No. But what happened is a year before, I'd been at the beach and one morning I woke up and I was like, fuck, I can't look at... I was really like I was on the episode, I was really light sensitive. It was giving me banging headaches. My eye was bloodshot. I could hardly hold it open. So I went to the eye hospital. And like they had a look, and whatever was in my eye had gone. But I had a scratch along my
stop
cornea.
Don't actually put the timestamp after this bit. It's still horrifying.
and they gave me the same goo that you
horrible,
had.
It's
not very nice stuff. And I had to put that in. I think I was only twice a day though. I had to put it in twice a day. But I went to the opticians a year later, obviously, like the other week, to get it looked at when it, like, sort of something similar happened again. And the guy was like, I can't see anything this time, but I can see the scar from last time, and it's on my cornea. And he was like, if it had been even a millimeter higher, it would have been straight across my pupil and I would have been blind.
Wow.
That's what I got told. I was like, fucking hell.
That is proper luck. For luck, isn't it? There,
I know.
My friend.
Proper luck. Or maybe not blind. I don't know, like, but it would have, like, been across my vision. So, like...
That is cinematic, though.
Well, no, because no one would be able to see it. I just wouldn't be able to see it out my eye.
Everything you do from
because you can't see it. Like, there's a scar in my eye now, but you can't see it.
You should have, if you did that, like left a scar on your video so people see what you see. Anyway, resume. Hello again, viewers. That it's like we just sped around losing watch retention. But oh God, what was that? That was like it was a bit of
yeah, like a relapse.
That was I've started referring to that as prime Tommy innit.
Prime Tommy.
That was a bit of prime Tommy.
He's surely coming back at the minute because we started that new Minecraft server.
No, this is 2025 Tommy innit. I'm not activating Prime.
Oh, that's another thing I wanted to mention in terms of medical stuff. I think you genuinely should have your tonsil looked at, your tonsils.
Sure.
In a video that we did, Tom did a bit where he called it Piranha Cam, and he has a piranha plant from Mario with a camera, I don't know.
Admittedly, let's
it was just
agree.
Nintendo product placement. He's not even sponsored. I don't know why he's doing it.
4 or 5 out of 10 bit was not my strongest.
It was not Tom's strongest bit at all.
Strongest.
But he put it in his mouth.
No, you can't say that. You have to just, like, you know, big
me. Oh, no, I agree with you. It was weak.
No, don't but, big me up. Come on, big me up.
I'll pick you up on other things that you do well. How about that? Maybe earn my praise.
It was a great attempt.
Not even. I've seen you do better. I think it was funny. But that, what did you call it for? I'd give it a 5. Anyway.
Thank you.
you put the piranha plant camera in your mouth. As part of the video, and one of your right tonsil is massive. Oh no, it's your left. Sorry,
sure.
Right on screen, left. It's really like I don't think that's right. I'm not a doctor. Like, admittedly, like I don't know, but like
not.
To me,
yeah.
That looks wrong.
Sometimes I struggle swallowing, just sometimes.
This is what I think. I think it's wrong. I think it's like...
There's got to
be... A few people in my comments also were with me.
You
like,
kept it in. You just kept the back of my throat in your video.
Yeah, because I was
you
like...
You didn't censor it even slightly.
No.
Because... Should have reviewed it.
I gave you the option to review it and you didn't. But anyway...
That's on me.
We even highlighted it. We put a big circle around it and put alarms. It went... Because it was that bad. But
it was tasteless.
It was a tasteless video. I mean, you were on Instagram Reels bingo, my friend. I mean, there's not much flavor in sight. But anyway, yeah, I think I you don't seem bothered whenever I tell you. Like, if a friend told me that, I'd be at the doctor. Why have you not gone?
I've been telling there's you. There's got to be a point where if there's a God above, he takes mercy on my soul.
I would go to the doctors.
Well, the dentist said the same thing.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why have you not been? It shouldn't take me in a YouTube video going, your tonsil looks weird.
They more just made a passing comment about it.
What did they say?
Something along the lines of your tonsil's huge.
You also say tonsil weird and you can't spell it.
Tonsil.
Yeah, you say tonsil like console, and you spelt it like that too. You text me about this, and you put T-O-N-S-O-L-E, which is...
So one of the things we try not to do on this podcast, Jack, is have a cold vibe where we punch down on
I'm
us.
Not punching...
And I just want to let you know that right now, a lot I'm just of letting you know. Cross with you because you're being horrible.
I'm not being horrible. I'm informing you of things. You can't handle the truth.
I can handle the truth. They call me truth.
I'm on Truth Social all the time.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Is it, though?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I'm just saying...
Ultimately, a doctor would know, but do I have 2.5 hours in my morning? No,
it's not 2.5 hours. It'll be like 30 minutes, because if my tonsil was freakishly huge...
I've been
if I had the tonsil of a freak,
there was a point
then I would
where
have
I,
it looked
I
at.
That is horrible, first of all. And I
think they put you in a freak show back in the day
taken
in the circus.
Me a year.
It would go the boy with the big tonsil, the boy with the tonsil that's so big it's actually bigger than his head.
First of all, this is properly horrible. Second of all, it's been a whole year and I've never realised these lights are very texturally pleasant to play with. Have a go. Third of all, there is a doctor. Don't do it loud.
That's a good noise.
Third of all, please. There is a doctor up the road from me. I started going all of the time once I realised you could go whenever you wanted an exact free will at the beginning of this year. I was there, but you can only go if you ring up at 8:30. So I went 3 days in a row and I just felt self-conscious because I was going doctors too much. So I've not gone since.
I think it's time.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Well, I'm glad we got that out of you.
It was your birthday, Jack.
It was. We haven't done a solo episode since my birthday.
You were offensive.
No, well, let's give more context. I held a big party in Brighton. I got all my friends together. I hired out the downstairs of a bar for the evening, and I invited a load of people down. And it was a really good night. In fact, many people tell me it was the best night they've ever had.
It was a legendary. It was undeniably a legendary night.
Some people are saying it's
the
best party.
A little later, it was. I got
ain't
there.
No party like a manifold party. That's what people were saying afterwards.
Jedward was there, Harry, and
oh, we're name dropping people.
And you, I mean, but you were all wankered. I got there. I didn't have a drink. You were all pissed.
Well,
it was the most drunk I've ever seen you in your whole life.
Yeah, because I had. Me and Ellie went out for a birthday meal, so I had a couple of glasses of wine there. I got a free one because it was my birthday. Then I got back and Sarge was staying with me, so we had a few beers in the house. And then I got to the party and I had a celebratory shot.
Didn't you have a load of drinks with Justin as well?
No, Justin came around for the beers.
Sure.
And then we got to the party, we had a celebratory shot of tequila. And then I carried on. And from there I lose count.
I, in the time I was with you, watched you have 3 shots and 2 beers in the hour and a half I was with you.
You were only there an hour and a half.
I wasn't there very long.
Shit, friend.
Well, the reason
it went on for like the whole party went on
was I had to take an emergency trip to Nottingham because my beloved dog Walter has been diagnosed with sarcoma.
So yeah, but you came to the party after that, not before.
I did. Yeah.
So you could have stayed as long as you liked.
I was exhausted.
You'd done the dog trip.
I was exhausted from the 24-hour trip to Nottingham and back.
All right.
I was very tired.
24 hour?
Yeah, I went up the day before. I only stayed for like...
Oh, wow.
I know, it was really exhausting. Wow. This is very upsetting. So I went to go see my dog.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it's all right.
I said, could have done 2 hours, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, you didn't. You actually, fun fact.
Sean, know how drunk he was. I got you vinyl. I got you a present.
This is rough.
The Dune soundtrack vinyl for Jack. I knew he'd love it. I bought it months ago.
David Lynch's Dune.
David Lynch's
whole
Dune.
Soundtrack done by Toto.
I thought, what a classic thing. Then the next day I came around yours and you went, Tom, question for you. And was it? You went, who got me this? Was it Owen? I went, no, Jack, it was me. And you went bright red and went, oh. It was mortifying.
Tom, you arrived quite late in the night. I was very drunk, and I knew that someone who went to see David Lynch's Dune with me had bought it me, which left you, Owen, Haz, or Freddy. Was it Freddy?
Yes. Yeah, but me and Freddy walked out.
So I'll be honest, if that made you the least likely candidates.
That was one of the worst experiences I've had.
Well, you know why.
Yeah.
But it was... I just figured that I just felt like I spoke about it the most with Owen, and I thought probably it's Owen.
It wasn't, it was me.
Found out after I asked you. I also knew you were the most sober person at the party, so you'd remember.
When we left, I genuinely think you got more out of this than any deep chat we've ever had on this podcast, and you don't even remember it. Is as we were leaving, inexplicably, Raya put a hand on your shoulder and went, Jack, you are infinite. And your eyes went all wide, and you were like, and you looked like you'd reached a enlightened level of understanding about yourself.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
And then you forgot it.
And then I forgot. I've asked her, actually, since, what she meant by that.
Unclear. And then, the shittest thing ever happened. We had to watch this shit Materialists movie.
Oh, yeah, the movie Materialists just came out. If you want a summary, it's about Dakota Johnson. She's a matchmaker in New York. Pedro Pascal is a rich guy, and her ex-boyfriend, Chris Evans, is a poor guy. And I'll tell you what, because she's a matchmaker, this is how she sees love life. She thinks, I've got to match people based on their preferences, whether they check each other's boxes. And this Pedro Pascal guy, he's rich, he's handsome, he's Pedro Pascal, for fuck's sake. He checks all my boxes. But the thing is, in the back of her mind, Chris Evans, who checks none of her boxes, despite being Chris Evans, there's something about him. And the movie basically, it sets that up, and it sets that dynamic up quite nicely. And it's quite, it looks lovely, and the performances are fine. And then.
Good. They're very good.
For the next 40 minutes.
The last 40 minutes.
It just hammers home.
You should be with poor people.
Not even that. You should be with people you love, even if they don't check your boxes like being rich.
Obviously, it was so dim. It was like they hadn't asked a single British person what they thought about the movie. Obviously, you knobhead.
Tom really thinks it's because it's an American movie.
It was the most American, like, LA, but, like, oh my God.
It was a New York movie.
Actually pissed me off so much. Yeah, obviously, do what makes you happy. Do you know what I mean? Live, laugh, love. Do you know what I mean? Go into any mum's kitchen and you can get more than that in three words and you got the whole fucking ending of that fucking movie.
But it really
pissed me off.
I mean, it makes its point. It makes the...
You should choose.
Yeah, you should choose the person you love, even if they're not necessarily like the person that checks your boxes. So she picks Chris Evans, and then she changes her mind a bit, and then she picks Chris Evans, and she changes her mind a bit, and it really, really drags this point out for half an hour, and for the whole time you're thinking, okay, it's about to end, and it keeps going. I've genuinely never sat and waited for a film to end more, and when it ended, everyone, you could feel the palpable disappointment. Like you could feel every 5 minutes it went longer, more and more sighing in the cinema. And like, we got recognized, remember? There was the two people in front of us knew who we were. So they turned around afterwards and went, what did you think? And we were all like, that was fucking miserable. So boring.
And fucking, also it's Chris Evans. You're not settling for nothing, are you? You're settling for Captain America or Mr. Fantastic, Madam Web. Get a grip. You're the people you joke. But you thought it was well funny because I made that noise and you kept pulling me out on it.
Oh, yeah, well, there's a scene where Pedro Pascal is nude showering. You don't see nothing. He's got his back to the camera. And Tom, that was it. That was the noise. He made a noise. I think we spoke about this, actually. We spoke about this with George Memulus.
Oh.
We said we'd speak more about Materialists on this episode, didn't we?
We've done that.
We've done it, but we mentioned this.
I just think...
You sighed. You sighed. You made a... You can't contain every emotion. It would be asking too much of one man. Fair play.
All right.
Hey, I had another worst moment. That's rolling up on three. I did some... What?
Nothing. I haven't said a word.
I did some power washing. It was good, yeah. I had a nice day with my mate Elliot, except his dog kept humping me. That was annoying. But anyway, we were on a walk.
Did the dog beat you? Yeah, no. Dogs do that to prove they're more dominant than you.
I know. And dogs are always humping me. Dogs are threatened by me.
No, I think dogs think you're a beta.
They don't, because I'm bigger than them.
It doesn't matter. They're humping you.
I stop them. I push them off me.
You need to hump them back. Show them who's boss.
This dog was little. I feel wrong. Maybe a bigger dog.
So I've just pictured you getting pissed off at a chihuahua for humping you and going, how do you like it?
That is a
clothes, not like that in a horrible, gross, like, pervert
that
way.
That is a grotesque thing to
like in a sort of like, I mean, humping it in the way people hump in GTA 5. You know what
no,
I mean? Like,
no, stop it. Anyway, we go on this walk. Elliot loves a deep chat. He asks me, like, what do you want to do with your life? I'm walking around this park and I just say to him, you know, I just go, I want to be an artist, innit? I say that because I do. I'm talking about Sam Fender and Bruce Springsteen. I go, I want to be like them. And I go, I want to be an artist, innit? These two people on a bench, these two like 40-year-olds go, ha! And I look at them and they go, I want to be an artist, innit? That is funny. I go, I'm being heckled. I'm being heckled in real life. I've done nothing wrong. I've done absolutely nothing wrong and I'm being heckled for it. And I, in order to sort of join in, you know, first rule about being made fun of, make fun of yourself, it stops it. I go, oh, yeah, it's like I'm an AI-generated Brighton person. And they go, huh. And I'm like, but what?
That's good.
I just felt like a big idiot.
You're not an idiot for wanting to be an artist. There is something a little bit wanky about out in public. Yeah, I just want to be an artist, didn't it?
No, but he fostered a deep chat out of me. And it was after the context of talking about Springsteen and Sam Fender and their artistry. And then, but all they heard was the soundbite.
It
was offensive to me.
Yeah, I get why they laughed, though. I don't think it's kind, but
it wasn't kind.
It isn't kind.
It was unkind, I go as far
and
as
I think
say.
We should be kinder in life. But I also can't, in good conscience, say I wouldn't have laughed if I was them.
It was just...
I'm not always the most kind. It's something I'm working on. Superman makes me want to do that.
I am kind.
By the way, people were well upset with you.
About what?
When I said that Superman makes me want to be better and you mocked me.
Why did
It went wider. It went into the wider Superman community and some people were like, this guy's not it, man. They were upset with you.
Why?
They thought you were... The people were saying it was toxically masculine.
Me?
You.
No.
You. I knew that one would bother him.
He does. I'm getting crazy anxious. What? Why did they bop? Why?
No, it wasn't serious. I'm being harsh. But yeah.
This is you being unkind again. Superman.
I know.
Superman
sorry.
Would not do this.
Oh, that actually makes me
you,
sad.
You take my vulnerabilities and you stretch them as far as you can for comedic relief. And what? When I go home and I slam
my
head
into you're
the
like
wall.
The feeble Reed Richards and I'm like Galactus stretching you.
In it.
That scene made me angry, by the way. Can we quickly just detour on that? Reed Richards can stretch. It's his old power. Why is Galactus going, oh, I'm going to stretch it? And he stretches him a measly couple of feet and Reed's going, ah!
Like, oh, yeah, that's his whole thing.
His whole thing is he can be stretched. Why is he like, oh, it hurts. Have you seen the other Fantastic Four? Reed Richards in that one did a fucking spinning move on the dance floor just for aura, right? And this Reed Richards can't stretch a measly couple of feet.
And he's boring in that movie with Chris Evans. And that's a Human Torch. Think about that.
Oh my God, wait, yeah, she picked between the Human Torch and Mr. Fantastic.
And Captain America.
And she's Madame Web. And The Mandalorian, if we're going the wider Disney universe.
Man, Pedro Pascal is everything.
I can't envision him as The Mandalorian for some reason.
He is, he's sick as a Mandalorian.
I do believe you, but I don't think I've watched enough of it and I've not seen him take the mask off.
Have you watched The Last of Us?
No.
Well, you've not seen him in his prime roles then.
You think Joel in The Last of Us is his prime role?
Oh, he's incredible as Joel. Seriously incredible. Anyone would agree. Why did I upset the super fans?
Because you were mocking me for wanting to be better and everyone's like, Superman would be very disappointed.
Why did I mock you?
Because you said, are you 6 years old? Are you a child?
Did I?
You did.
That is harsh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, it's Super right. fans, just as you have apologised to the Oasis fans, Superman fans, I love the movie. And even though my dad didn't like it, I stood up to him like Superman and said, no, Dad, it was a good movie. Spread this around the community and accept my apology.
You can't tell people to accept your apology at the end of your apology.
I do it all the time. Accept my apology. Now.
You know the reason I've been thinking about this so much?
Superman.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Been thinking about Superman so much, that didn't even come across.
I've been thinking about Superman a lot, but really I've just been
Why have you been thinking about Superman a lot?
Likes the film. Makes me want to be better. He was good. He was good in a way that you don't see. No one's good like that.
Wasn't he?
There's not good people like that on Earth, I don't think. Not many.
What? I'm good like that.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I am. Not even remotely. You're way too selfish.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm selfless.
Name one selfless thing you've... I ever done. I actually am going to leave it that broad. Any of them. There are a few. This is the crazy part. Even I've come up with a couple quickly.
God, what have I done?
You've like raised a lot of money for like the Sarcoma Foundation. There you are. That's one.
I've raised money for sarcoma. What?
That was it. That was the only one I could think
that's
of.
That's the only selfless thing I've done.
It's the only one I could think of. I mean, there isn't one.
When I meet audience members, I give them lots of time.
That's because you like talking to them.
No.
Yes, it is.
Not always.
No, I know. And that's when you walk away. I've seen you do it.
No, I don't. I chat to them still if they want to
No, you don't. You go, do you want a picture anyway? I've got to go.
I do, don't I? But no, I am selfless. I just can't name a time in my life I haven't been... When have you been selfless?
I'm sure I have. I'd also struggle with it. It was a mean thing because it's hard to think of examples. I'm sure if I sat down and really thought about it,
I'm pretty sure everything Superman does. If I had Superman.
No, but this is what I'm saying. I'm not that good.
He wouldn't be doing.
And you're not that good, and no one's that good. He's that good.
Yeah, because he has powers.
That isn't the reason he's that good.
Do you not think?
No.
But do you think he'd be that good if he didn't have powers?
Yeah, I think...
I'm kind to my parents like Superman's kind to his super parents. They're not even super.
The way in which he is good, like his, the way in which he prioritises things and cares for things is what makes him good. Not his ability, not what he's achieved.
Whoa. I care for things. I care about my dog, like how Superman cares about his dog. I care about my family, like how Superman cares about his family.
Yeah, but like you would litter.
What? How is that even comparable?
Superman wouldn't litter. Because it harms the Earth. He wouldn't be so selfish. Like that I'm just saying,
I wouldn't litter.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't litter. I'd not use the recycling. I would not litter. I would never litter. If you littered, I'd shout at you. I would never litter. I forgot about what littering was then.
Yeah, fair.
That's why I lingered on
that. Fair enough. Point being though.
So I am selfless.
No.
Because I don't litter.
No.
I use a bin.
Sure, but what I'm saying, I'm not calling you a bad person, but what I'm saying is you're not as good as Superman.
I'll tell you, yeah, fair. I don't have superpowers.
No, that isn't what makes it. You're missing the point entirely. That isn't what makes him good. What makes him good is his ability to care and be entirely selfless in his decision making. And although he can act in such a super way and cause great things to happen, it's the care behind it that makes him so good. And anyone could care that much. You don't need this. That's the point.
Freddy's like Superman.
Yes. Freddy's like the best person I know.
Me too.
But this is what I'm saying. Like I think that's the great thing about Superman is he encourages people to be that way because he glorifies it.
He does. Freddy, we should glorify Freddy.
Yes.
But I already have done on my other podcast. I don't need to go on about Freddy again.
And this is why you're not quite Superman. But anyway.
But Superman's also not as funny, is he? Do you know what I mean? If Superman's not trying to make people laugh.
Yeah, he's a bit lame, but that's another thing about him.
Bruce is like Superman.
Who?
Bruce.
Oh, Springsteen. I was in DC. I thought it meant Bruce Wayne. I thought not at all.
Or Bruce the Shark in Nemo.
Yeah,
but Bruce
he's trying
is...
to be better, and I respect that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've been thinking about things like this because I've been really into philosophy recently. They're calling me the philosophy man these days. I'm thinking big.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Thinking big. I've got some big questions for you. Big questions. That's we good. Might have to big, take them into the Patreon, to be fair, just given the time. But I'll give you one, eh? I'll give you one because this is meaty. Which part of you is you?
I'm going to need a little bit more elaboration on that, I think.
Like, right. So, like, the part of me that is experiencing this, like the part of me that's aware and conscious and like there, what, like,
that's your answer.
Me. I want your answer first. Like, which part of you is you? Like, you are clearly not your hand.
No, I am, because if it gets chopped off, it hurts.
Yeah, your hand is a part of you, but which part is you? Like, which part is the bit, like...
Well, it's everything, isn't it? But then again, you can have robot limbs, so I'll probably say my head and my brain and my heart, mostly.
Why your heart?
Because if your heart gets stabbed, you're not you anymore.
Yeah, but you can have a heart transplant.
You can have a brain transplant, can you?
Yeah, but no one's ever done it. But in theory, if you did, the idea would be, I think, that people think it would be more like to you having a body transplant.
So your brain then is the answer.
And that's where I was. But then that's the easy bit. Like, I think that's the easy part of that question. Like, yeah, it's your brain. But then it's like, okay, there's been people that like have like, I forget what it's called, where their brain gets severed, right? It's the corpus callosum. It's a corpus colloscopy, I think, or something. I forget. Essentially, what it is, it's where they take the corpus callosum, which is the part that connects the two hemispheres of the brain, and they sever it. It was an old cure for seizures. It used to work. The only thing is, right, what would often happen is people would get this thing that they call it, was it ghost limb syndrome? Ghost hand syndrome?
Oh, yeah.
Something along those lines, where hand would attack them and do things outside of their control. And it's because the right and left part of the brain are responsible for different things. And what can happen is you can sort of like, you can clearly quiz part of the brain and the part that is conscious and responsible for the communication part, like, isn't aware of another part of the brain. So it's clearly like you are all of your brain.
Could you make this 15% simpler? Because I'm struggling.
What I'm saying is, right, when you sever the brain that way, things can happen that people aren't aware of. Like, they aren't aware why or how this thing has happened, because the other part of their brain is responsible for it. What I'm trying to say here is, you are clearly, I think, clearly something in your brain, but which part of you is you? Because you're clearly not all of your brain, because you can sever the connection and you reside within part of it, not the whole thing.
The bit that's you.
Yeah, which part is you? Like, where
I don't
do you
know,
think
I'm not
it
a
is?
Brain nerd, am I? Ask a brain guy.
But
all it takes is a brain
but
guy.
But I think there's like a spiritual aspect to this as well, right? In that, like, maybe the part that is you, the conscious bit, is the part that's experiencing the brain rather than actually the brain itself. You could go forever with this. I think it's fascinating.
Could you though? What?
Yeah,
it's
you
your
could.
Brain. Conscious you is your brain. Bit of brain, bit of soul, bit of heart. There you go. That's you. A mix of the three.
You believe in the soul?
Bit of soul. Yeah, but I think so. I don't
what
know.
What do you think the soul is?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I reckon you're a bit of soul.
I'm asking the big questions.
Bit of heart, bit of head. There you go. That's what I think.
Bit
is
of head.
You.
What part's the head?
You take away one of those, you're not really you anymore, is it?
I don't get the heart thing.
Bit of heart, bit of soul.
Why do you keep saying the heart?
You know, heart, as in not just your physical heart, but also love.
Why do you think that's part of the heart?
Because it's love hearts.
I think that's just a turn of phrase that comes from the heart.
It's an emoji as well. I think, well... Oh, for fuck's sake, man. Why are you always asking me this shit? It's like being back in school, man.
I'm the big questions guy.
All right, I think you're a bit of soul. Soul is your personality that you can't put in, that's nature, not nurture, yeah? I think you're a bit of, that you're just born. You know how some babies are more hyper than other babies and you can't even explain it? That's your soul.
Yeah, but like a...
Bit of heart. Heart is all your loving and all that, but also your heart and your body and everything. And then your mind is your mind, whatever bit of your brain that is, that's your mind and your consciousness. I think all three of these make up you. You take away one of these, then you're not fully you anymore. You lose a bit of yourself. Like how people...
Do you think that though? Do you think someone who has a heart transplant?
No, because as long as they keep all the... I don't think it's the actual physical heart. I think it's like the
idea. But you said that
a
minute. You said it's your body.
Yeah, I think if like I had a body transplant, I think it'd take a long time for me to feel like
okay,
me.
Okay, so this is sort of like I'm accidentally doing like a microphone.
They're just
doing like a bit of a ship of Theseus thing now. Like, say you lose a hand.
Yeah.
Are you less yourself?
Person to person.
Well, how do you feel?
I would feel, yeah, I'd feel a bit less myself. These are my hands. I look at these hands and I think this is exactly the same hands I had when I was like 6 months old. Yeah, I think so. But like, do I think Luke Skywalker was less himself when he lost his arm? Well, a bit, yeah, because he went all evil and he had the green lightsaber and he nearly gave in to hate.
You know, he didn't go evil.
He nearly did. He nearly gave in to hate when he was fighting Vader. That is a big moment to give in to hate and being the strongest Jedi. That you can't even have that moment. That would, that, you know what I mean? That'd be crazy. Like when he gave into hate with the lightsaber and he got a bit hateful. That's, you know, maybe has something to do with he lost his arm, maybe. I do think it's dependent. Some people might not give a fuck about their hand. But like how some people, like I would not want any tattoos on my body because that's just me. But some people want to cover their body in tattoos and that makes them more them. Your body is like a car in GTA that you customize. And ultimately, if you get a new car and it will customize it differently, it makes it less yours. So that's like asking, is the car still the same if you take the wheel off? Dunno, it depends how much you like the wheel.
There's something to that.
That didn't make sense, didn't it?
There was something
depends.
In there.
Some people, when they talk a car, what's your favourite bit of the car? They'll say the wheel. Other people will say the fucking bonnet. I don't know. I'm not a car guy. My point being is like, for you, like some people would be their feet for me, but I guess it's different for everyone, you know? But I think if you gave someone a whole different body, unless they literally haven't, they'd actually don't. Well, that's why people have plastic surgery, isn't it? Because they don't like bits of their body at all. But some people, you might give them a new body. It might make them feel even more them. But I think most people, they like their body, it'd make them feel less them. For me, sure. If I had a new body, you put me in your body, I wouldn't feel like me. Because I'm not me, I'm you. I'm in your body, even if I still have all of me. But like, it'd take me a long time to refine me and to make you how I want to be. Not because there's anything wrong with you, but that's just not how I'd want to be.
Sure. I think this is becoming more of a discussion about identity than...
First I grow hair.
Than...
Well, I think that's what you is identity. You are your identity. But that's just one thing, though. That's heart. There's soul and there's mind. And these two are other two factors. But we're just talking about heart. But heart doesn't necessarily mean your physical heart. It means everything. Am I making like it more sense than I think I am? Because I actually think I am.
There's a little bit of something to it. I don't know if we're asking the same or answering the same question. I think you're talking a lot more about identity than I'm necessarily trying to. I think I'm going on a more of a like a on a physical basis, like which bit of you is like the you that's like aware?
Well, I think it's a mix of all three and you take away one, just like spag bol. Is spag bol the pasta or the meat or the tomato sauce? It's all three. You take away one, it's a different dish.
I think when it comes to identity, I think you're right, but I think what I'm saying is, where is the bit of me that is aware that I'm me? You know, like that sort of like, I think, therefore I am type of thing.
No.
It's like a famous quote.
I think, therefore I am.
Yeah.
What?
It's famous. The point is, the part of me that's aware of that, like the part of me that actually has the awareness to know I'm alive. And my hand clearly isn't aware. It's part of me, but it isn't like, that's not where the awareness is, right? Like I can be aware of my hand, but I'm not. It's like, what is the center of awareness?
I don't know, do I? Because I'm a fucking Minecraft YouTuber.
Well, obviously not, but I'm like,
I don't know why you're asking me.
What do you suspect?
I just told you what I suspected. You told me I was wrong.
Well, no, because you started speaking about your identity, which I feel
like... I think that is you, mind, body, and soul. I think it's a mix of those three that make you, but you're going, no, that's your identity, and I'm going, no, that's you.
No, because...
What? You keep asking me, what do I think? You tell me what I think, and then you go, no.
No, because you're not answering the right question. Like, you're answering a different question. Because, like, if...
Well, I don't get it.
If I amputated your legs...
Yeah?
Don't. I'm not gonna. But the point of view which is aware of that doesn't change. Like, sure. The you that is aware of, like, of your legs isn't a different thing now. Like, your identity... Sure, your identity may be entirely different. It may make you feel different. It may make you different as a person. But what I'm saying is, the bit of you but that is conscious and aware doesn't alter... By losing your legs.
Okay, well then that's, I'd say mind then. Yeah, mind is the bit of you that's consciously aware. So your brain. But
then
asking,
what do you think soul is?
Soul because... is your personality. And soul is your personality and a bit more. But I couldn't tell you what a bit more is.
What do you mean? That's interesting. Like, what do you mean?
I think soul is your personality and a bit more.
Yeah, but what? I know you say you can't say what a bit more is, but what? You've got to have an idea of like what it might be. To even be aware that there's more. Right? Surely?
I don't know. I think it's your personality, but it's also your energy. We're not energy in like a little like fucking star sign stupid way. Energy in like a...
We're going to keep going with this, is what I've decided. But you are asking me questions.
They're hard.
They're hard questions. They're big questions. I'm the philosophy guy.
You're asking me hard questions and I look stupid. I'm thinking big. I don't even know the answer.
Now look, before we go over to the Patreon, we've been doing this for the whole year and we're going to keep doing it now. And we're going to keep doing it into the next year.
17 years.
But maybe we'll be doing it with a new face soon. So if you want to help us decide what is going to be
alongside
the worm, then please do give some money to Calm, donate to charity and vote in the poll.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we only have one thing. Let's check on the worm. How's the worm doing, Tom?
Good. He's there.
Let's have a look.
I can't believe we never dropped the worm.
Oh yeah, he is there.
He's chilling.
Yeah. Lot of... Oh, apparently Mirren's told us, because we obviously have to replace the worms every once in a while. Apparently they were alive. He's just moved from there. But there's one there too. One there. There's a lot of them this time. But yeah, they were actually alive. They just looked a bit like that. They weren't dead. They were perfectly alive. But these ones look a lot fresher, and I prefer that. So I'm happy with us. Anyway, it's been a great year. Thank you very, very much for supporting us over the course of the year. 200,000 of you have joined us over the course of the year, which is mad.
I don't want to know that. Joking. Thank you.
Fucking satisfy this guy. But anyway, let's see if we can make it more people. But now we're going to move over to less people, our favourite people, over on the
Patreon.